Well, it's been exciting. You know, I think you can see Teddy growing. I think you can see him getting a feel for our football team, our team getting a feel for him. When you get a guy that plays his best in the fourth quarter, you can't ask for much more than that.
What message did you give him into the off week? Now, we play the Bears next week, but during the off week, any messages? Did you send him away with any homework assignments or anything?
Well, the biggest thing is to get away from this for a couple of days or a few days. He's taken some pretty good shots. He took some pretty good shots in the game against the Redskins. So he needs to just, he's a young man, and he needs to get rested and revitalized.
Now, you got your tight ends involved quite extensively in that Redskins game, 96 yards and a touchdown that went to Chase Ford, his first as a pro. Was that by design per scheme against that team, or are Ford and Ellison becoming more reliable receiving options?
Well, I think they're growing as receivers, but, you know, I always tell our guys, and they, I think, are starting to buy into it and believe it, that, you know, you get five eligible receivers, and all of them have to be ready to contribute. And we don't know how the game is going to come up. We don't know what coverages they're going to play or what coverage they're going to play when we have a pass called. Then, the one Rhett Ellison caught that takes us down to the 7-yard line, he's the third guy and maybe the fourth guy in the progression. So Teddy's doing a good job of making good decisions, getting the ball out quick, and finding the open guys.